like to call to order the February 4th, 2020 Oro Valley Planning and Zoning Commission regular session. Ms. Ancona, will you please do a roll call?
Chair Gamble?
Here.
Vice Chair Harrington?
Here.
Commissioner Bergsma?
Here.
Commissioner Hurst?
Here.
Commissioner Posey?
Here.
Commissioner Sturman?
Here.
Commissioner Hong is excused. Let the record show we have a quorum.
Guys will all stand in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to welcome everybody to our meeting tonight. A few housekeeping items. There are restrooms and a drinking fountain out the double doors to the right. And if you wish to address the commission on any item listed on the agenda or during the call to the audience, there are blue cards. You'll need to fill one out, and they are located at the back on the desk. And I don't have any of those. With that being said, I do want to just mention, I don't know if anybody in the audience was here in regards to the Cresto Morado rezoning, but that request was pulled by the applicant, so we do not have that on our agenda tonight. And I'm not sure what the applicant's plans are with that. So, all right, I will open the call to the audience. At this time, any member of the public is allowed to address the commission on any item or any issue not listed on today's agenda. Pursuant to the Arizona Open Meeting Law, individual commission members may ask town staff to review the matter, ask the matter to be placed on a future agenda, or respond to criticism made by speakers. However, commission members may not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during call to the audience. To speak during the call to the audience, please specify what you wish to discuss when completing the blue card. So we do not have those, so I will close the call to the audience. And now is usually our time for our council liaison comments. I have been told that Vice Mayor Melanie Barrett, who is our council liaison, had another really important town meeting scheduled during this time, so she is not able to be with us tonight, and she does apologize for that. I was instructed that the staff will give an update of recent town council actions in the planning manager's report towards the end of the meeting. All right, I will have Ms. Ancona. Will you please give us our first agenda item?
Review and approval of the December 19th, 2019 study session meeting minutes.
Thank you. Can I get a motion for that?
I'll make a motion that we approve the meeting minutes.
A second then. All right. Thank you. Motion approved. Can you please announce the second agenda?
Did we vote on it, Madam Chair?
Oh, sorry, we need to vote on that. Sorry.
Sorry.
It's my first meeting. I'm learning. All right, can I get a vote for that? Or a roll call? Do a roll call or just a regular vote?
Generally, Chair Gamble, what we do is you say all those in favor say aye. And if they all say aye, you can ask for nay. And if there are no nays, we're done. Or if there are nays, we could go to a roll call if you so like.
We do not need to go for a roll call. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Let the record reflect that we all said aye and that approved. Now the second agenda item, Ms. Ancona. Thank you.
Review and approval of the January 6, 2020 special session meeting minutes.
Can I get a motion for that?
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second the motion.
All right. Can we get
you can ask for it all in favor or any discussion, whichever direction you want to go.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And generally, Chair Gamble, then you can ask if there are any nays just to make sure, and then we can call it done.
All right. Any nays? All right. let the record reflect that that passed. And Ms. Ancona, will you please introduce our third agenda item?
Discussion and possible action regarding a Rancho Vistoso PAD text amendment and conceptual landscape plan to convert a natural open space area into a constructed landscaped buffer yard located at the northwest corner of Oracle Road and Rancho Vistoso Boulevard at the Rancho Vistoso Center, 1901527. The request includes two items. Item A, public hearing, PAD text amendment to allow grading and landscaping for drainage improvements in a natural open space area. And item B, conceptual landscape plan for the open space area.
All right, thank you. I will now turn the time over to staff for presentation.
Thank you, Chair Gamble. Good evening. My name is Hannah Oden, and I am a senior planner with the town of Oro Valley. The purpose of tonight's case is to discuss a request to amend the Rancho Vistoso planned area development. The proposed amendment involves two items, which have been detailed in your staff reports. The first item, which is item A, is a proposed text amendment to the Rancho Vistoso planned area development to change a required open space area to a constructed landscape buffer yard that is compliant with the Oro Valley Zoning Code. The second item, which is item B, is a proposed conceptual landscape plan that would improve visibility into the Rancho Vistoso Center shopping, commercial shopping center through landscaping and address drainage and erosion issues. The proposal was triggered by an outstanding violation when the property owner removed a number of trees to increase visibility into the shopping center. The proposed planned area development amendment addresses this violation. This case is presented tonight for discussion and possible recommendation. As a reminder to the commission, there will be two motions tonight. One is for the proposed text amendment to the planned area development, and one is for the conceptual landscape plan. So just to get our bearings here, here is a location map that outlines the subject property, which is shown here, outlined in yellow. The subject property is, it's 1.63 acres, and it's located on the northwest corner of Oracle Road and Rancho Vistoso Boulevard. And again, it is within the Rancho Vistoso planned area development and is associated with the Rancho Vistoso Center, which is a commercial shopping center. Catalina State Park, which is open space, is located directly to the east. Innovation Park Drive and Innovation Park are located to the west. And right across Rancho Vistoso Boulevard is Speedway Gas Station, located to the south. I also do want to point out, and I'll refer to this later on in my presentation, there is a 30-foot utility easement on the eastern side of the open space area. So the Rancho Vistoso planned area development does require a 100-foot natural area setback along the Oracle Road right-of-way. The applicant's request was triggered by the zoning violation when a number of trees were removed from the open space area. So the proposed text amendment is a way to address this. Again, the request does involve two items. The first is a text amendment to the Rancho Vistoso planned area development to convert that required open space area into a constructed landscape buffer yard, similar to what might be seen near other shopping centers along arterial roads in Oro Valley. The second is a conceptual landscape plan to increase visibility into the shopping center, which utilizes native low water use plants, proposes grading for water harvesting basins, as well as erosion and drainage control, and it does comply with the Oro Valley Zoning Code. So this slide represents the existing open space zoning on the property, which again is outlined in yellow. So the applicant is not requesting a zoning change or a reduction in the amount of open space. Rather, the request is for a change in the type of open space from natural undisturbed to a constructed landscape buffer yard. Again, the Rancho Vistoso planned area development does currently require an undisturbed 100-foot natural area setback from the right-of-way line of Oracle Road, and the intent of this is to preserve views and the natural feeling along this scenic corridor. And the text from the PAD, if you want it word for word, it's right up here at the top of the slide. So the applicant is proposing a text amendment to the planned area development to allow for this open space area to be disturbed and revegetated as a constructed landscaped buffer yard. The text on the lower portion of this slide, which is titled as newly proposed, is not the actual language that is included in your packets. Rather, it is corrective language proposed by staff to simplify the original wording and clarify that the proposed landscape buffer yard will be compliant with the Oro Valley Zoning Code. The text amendment is worded only to apply to the property in question, as it is the only C1 zoned property in Neighborhood 2. So I do want to point out right now, so this the proposed project area is within Rancho Vistosa Neighborhood 2, which is out highlighted in this slide. That is the neighborhood that is north of Rancho Vistosa Boulevard. Neighborhood 3 is to the south of Rancho Vistosa Boulevard. And the text is written in a way that the landscaped area can only be, or the open space area can only be disturbed in under the Neighborhood 2 policies in the C1 commercial area. And this is, the Rancho Vistosa Center is the only C1 zoned commercial area in Neighborhood 2. So just to make sure we're all clear, I will just read the newly proposed text. So that reads, the 100-foot natural area setback from the planned right-of-way line of Oracle Road in the C1 commercial use area may be disturbed and revegetated as a constructed landscape buffer yard complying with the Oro Valley Zoning Code. So the existing conditions on the site, so the property is currently vacant. This is a view from the parking lot looking east towards the Catalina Mountains. And it does have low habitat and environmental resource value. It is a while it is natural open space, it is disconnected from other larger tracts of open space by major roadways and development. Again, as I pointed out a couple slides back, it has been previously disturbed for utility easement. So again, it has a low habitat and environmental resource value compared to other open space that we might see in Oro Valley. And again, it was triggered by a zoning violation when those trees were removed. So this is, that is an existing condition, and the proposal would work to mitigate that. So this is an overlay of the proposed conceptual landscape plan. It was also included in your packets where it might be a little easier to see. But the applicant is proposing revegetating the lower portion of the site here. So that's the southern area. And so that is where the grading is proposed for water harvesting basins as well as erosion control measures. The northern portion of the open space area, which would be converted again into a landscape buffer yard, that would remain more undisturbed. It would not be graded. It would only be used for transplanting salvage plants from the southern area of the site, as well as maintenance, clearing out dead vegetation, debris, and ground cover improvements such as some decomposed granite or additional planting. And again, the utility easement, I'll point out again, is on the eastern portion of the buffer yard along Oracle Road. And this is a slightly zoomed in version of the same plan. I'll go into in just a little more detail. So we're looking, this is the southern portion of the site. The northern portion of the site is over here. The Rancho Vistoso Center is to the west and Oracle Road is to the east. So the graded area is shown approximately right here where the pointer is. So the applicant is proposing 2 water harvesting basins to mitigate for drainage and erosion, existing drainage and erosion issues that are happening on the site, as well as increased riprap along the southern portion of the site behind the Rancho Vistosa monument sign, which is right here. The applicant is proposing native low water use plants that are compliant with the Oro Valley Zoning Code, and they are constructed in such a way to increase visibility into the shopping center. Again, the northern portion of the site is not included in the grading limits, but it will be used to transplant salvage vegetation from the southern area of the site. The applicant is transplanting all viable native vegetation or mitigating for any vegetation that has been previously removed on a 2-to-1 ratio. And this is a cross-section that was included in the applicant's proposal. The top section here is on the northern portion of the site. As you can see, the topography is a bit different than on the southern portion of the site, which is on the bottom part of the slide. So again, the northern portion will remain undisturbed except for transplanting salvage plants, and then maintenance, removing dead vegetation or additional debris. In the southern portion of the site here, you can see the proposed water harvesting basin. Oracle Road is where this car is, and the parking lot is where this blue car is parked. So that gives you an idea of what the applicant is proposing. The zoning code also requires any time vehicle headlights shine onto open space or a roadway that the headlights need to be screened. So it's a little hard to see on the slide, but it is included in your packet. The applicant is proposing a screen wall. It would need to be 3.5 feet high to meet code, and that would be proposed as part of this plan to comply with the zoning code. The actual area of where that wall would be determined by the final landscape plan. So one neighborhood meeting was held on August 21st on site of last year. So the questions that were included as part of that neighborhood meeting included questions about the mitigation for previously removed trees, the type of landscaping and vegetation that would be used, how the proposal would address the drainage issues, and as well as concerns over protecting the integrity of that monument wall for Rancho Vistoso. So the applicant did discuss how native low water use plants that were compliant with the Oro Valley Zoning Code would be used for landscaping in this area. The mitigation for previously removed trees, all of those trees would be mitigated for on a 2-to-1 ratio. The applicant also addressed how the proposal would work to mitigate existing drainage issues through, again, the water harvesting basins and riprap. And those drainage issues, or those the ways that the applicant is proposing to mitigate those drainage issues would also protect the integrity of that monument wall by preventing further erosion. All right, so with any planned area development amendment proposal, we review it for conformance with the vision and guiding principles and goals and policies of the general plan and zoning code standards. We also take into account neighbor concerns and how those are addressed in the proposal. Staff has found that the applicant's proposal is consistent with the Your Voice, Our Future general plan, as it supports the local economy, manages stormwater impacts, and maintains a scenic corridor by transplanting or preserving in place viable significant vegetation or mitigating for any removed vegetation and using native low water use plants. It also complies to all landscape standards of the zoning code, as well as the Oracle Road Scenic Corridor Overlay District that is outlined in the town zoning code. So just to wrap things up here, staff has found that the proposal is consistent with the Your Voice, Our Future general plan and zoning code, and staff does recommend conditional approval of both items subject to the conditions in Attachment 1. And the conditions that are included in Attachment 1, those include just some minor outstanding issues on the conceptual landscape plan that would need to be addressed. And staff is also including as a condition of approval the text shown on this slide, which would replace the proposed text amendment language under the Neighborhood 2 policies in the Rancho Vistoso planned area development. Again, this text simplifies what was originally proposed and ensures compliance with the town zoning code. And as a reminder to commission, this language must be included in a motion for item A. Lastly, the case, again, does require two separate motions, one for item A, the proposed text amendment, and one for item B, the conceptual landscape plan. And this concludes my presentation. I can answer any questions at this time, or the applicant is also here to present and answer questions. Thank you.
Why don't we turn the time over to the applicant, and then we can ask our questions after? Thank you.
I'm just going to go ahead and introduce myself instead of looking at everybody all blank and stuff. My name is Chris Laria. I am with the Planning Center. We are a local consulting firm for planning and development.
Chris, I believe you can raise the podium there on the
right hand. There's a button on the top on the right side. That way you're not hunched and we can hear you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So I am also joined tonight by Brian Underwood. He is our he is the director of planning in our firm and the applicant is the applicant. The owner is also here, Phil Skillings and Scott Douglas. And then our engineering consultant, Mr. Carl Larson, is here. All right. So we are requesting a text amendment to the Rancho Vistoso PAD, as well as a positive recommendation for our conceptual landscape plan. So I do have a lot of the same slides that Ms. Oden did, so I am going to kind of move through these pretty quickly. I believe we are familiar with its location. We are at the northwest corner of Rancho Vistoso Boulevard. We're about an Oracle Road. We're approximately 1 mile north of Tangerine Road. We are also the northernmost commercial development within the town. A close-up view you can see here. Very similar to what Ms. Oden showed, the easement right through here, you can see all the previous disturbance. And then you can also see some of the areas in here that are just lacking vegetation right now. All right. So with the general plan, we do believe that we are in conformance with the general plan, especially with the emphasis on a strong economy and economic stability. Providing visibility into the site will really help bolster what is going on there. I think a lot of people don't know what is actually available to them in the Rancho Vistoso Center, especially as far as, like, I didn't even know that the Gaslight had started a music hall up there. So, and I think that's something that is a very valuable amenity to the community, and a lot of people just don't even know it's there. Conservation of natural resources. Not only are we trying to fix the drainage issues, but we will be revegetating an area that is kind of showing its age and has some bare spots. So we will be going back and backfilling with existing vegetation. Protection and restoration of lands. I think that goes without saying with this one. Maintaining the visual character of Oro Valley, make sure we bolster that scenic corridor, and mitigating the stormwater impacts. Our zoning map here, we are only asking for a text amendment to change what we can do within the landscape buffer. We are not asking for any actual zoning changes. So into the meat and potatoes of what we are proposing here with our goals and objectives. So, yes, we are here to redress the zoning violation. We understand that this did happen in the past, and it will be fixed as part of this proposal. Okay. All plants that have been removed will be mitigated for on a 2-to-1 ratio, as Hannah said. It's actually a 48-inch. Half of them have to be a 48-inch box tree, and the other half have to be a 36-inch box tree. Okay. The erosion issues. Right along the base of the monument and coming off of the parking lot, there are some significant erosion issues. One of the channels has been cut waist high or even higher when I climbed into it. So I'm just under 6 feet tall. So it's 2.5 to 3 feet of erosion that has taken place over the past years. We do hope to correct that problem. increase water infiltration on the site. Initially, we had hoped to pull some of the water off of the parking lot, but the way the parking lot is designed, it's just not feasible. We do have to pull it off of its drainage location at the southern end of the parking lot. Improve visibility into the site. Like I said before, I don't think a lot of people know what actually happens at the Rancho Vistoso Center, some of the amenities that are available to them, even the once-a-month car show. Being able to see into that site would even just possibly bring people into that site a little bit more. Okay. There is the large anchor store that has been vacant for more than a decade at this point. So helping get some visibility in there would potentially bring another user to that anchor spot. throughout the course of this project, we have done our initial site assessment where we went and did an inventory of all the plants. We tried to find all of the stumps, everything that was cut down. So we used the stumps, aerial photography, as well as Google Street View to identify where these plants were and what species they were. Okay. The predominant species that we found were mesquite trees and Palo Verde trees. Okay. Staff involvement. Staff has been very involved with this process. There's been a lot of back and forth between the design team as well as staff. It's been a very collaborative process, and we feel as though we've come to a very good solution with this proposed conceptual landscape plan. We did hold our neighborhood meeting in August of last year. It was very positive. A lot of the tenants were there. They all supported everything. There were also members from the Rancho Vistoso Architecture Review Board, and I believe the president of the Rancho Vistoso board was there as well. Everybody was very supportive and just asked to be kept apprised of the situation as we move forward. All right. And then we just recently received staff report to move forward with this conceptual landscape plan. You can see this is the first sheet of our conceptual landscape plan. It does contain all of our mitigation numbers. We are proposing transplanting more than 30 plants. We are going to be mitigating all of the significant vegetation that was previously removed at a 2-to-1 ratio. And then additionally, we are requesting that some of the smaller vegetation that is not quite capable of being transplanted and surviving the transplanting process, as well as those that are close to infrastructure, be removed and mitigated for. This plan is actually done in a very unique way by showing the native plant preservation plan adjacent to our landscape plan. This is quite nice because you can see here all of our blank spaces in and amongst all the trees that were inventoried. And then on the right, you can see our transplant species through here, and they will be backfilling all the spaces that do not have any kind of vegetation in them. So hence we will be increasing the scenic corridor and the quality of the vegetation in this area. This northern area, as Ms. Odin was talking about, is our preservation area. Initially we had hoped to go through and add water harvesting basins throughout the entire landscape buffer, but the existing grade, it's the northern end is almost 6 feet high compared to the PAL, just doesn't make it a feasible option right now. So we decided to preserve this area and then enhance the vegetation and then move all of our water harvesting basins down to the southern portion. And this is also the area where increased visibility is going to be the most useful to the Rancho Vistoso Center. You can see through here, we have designed the landscape buffer to provide view corridors. The view corridors are actually angled so that as traffic coming from the north, south into the town, they will be able to catch a view in. But if you were just parked and idling at the light there at Rancho Vistoso Boulevard, you're just going to have a very straight landscape buffer. So you're not going to be able to see perpendicular. You will be able to see in from the angle. Here's the southern portion of our landscape buffer and the larger of the two infiltration basins. Like I said before, a bulk of the drainage actually follows this PAL and comes in this way. The other source of water coming into the site is actually off-site flow that travels underneath Oracle Road from the east side of Oracle Road. The convergence of these two points has caused a lot of erosion down in this southeastern corner and along this channel as well. The erosion coming in from the offsite flows isn't quite as bad, but it is starting to show. You can also see here some of the view corridors that we have created and positioned, again, at that angle. So hopefully if you are idling or waiting at the stops at the stoplight here on Oracle Road, you're just going to see straight across into vegetation. But as you're traveling, you will have those glimpses into the property. All right. Our landscape buffer sections... Ms. Oden talked about these already. The elevation change here does not require a screen wall of any kind. We are showing a wall right here, but I think the actual wall is still to be determined. My understanding is that we are required to provide a 42-inch screen that can also be accommodated with a berm as well. So we will still be working through that to figure out exactly what method we use to screen. But a screen will be provided. So you can see here, we did do some view simulations from offsite. This is the existing conditions across the top of the page. And then our proposed conditions afterwards. One of the things that we would like to really do is clean up this easement as to the greatest extent possible. There is a high-pressure gas line in that area. There is several fiber optic cables in that area. So what we can actually do in there is very limited. Those are very costly and expensive amenities and utilities, and we really don't want to take any kind of undue risk in further disturbing that easement. What we are proposing is a new rock treatment. It is a naturalistic rock treatment. It is a mix. It is not a standard 1-inch or 2-inch screen that you see in very clean landscape buffers. It is actually a mix of rocks. So it'll have larger rocks, 3-, 4-, 6-inch rocks mixed in with the smaller things. So you get that variation, and it kind of creates a naturalistic ground cover. We also hope to do hydro seeding through a lot of this area. We really want to emphasize on more of the showy flowers so we can get some seasonal pops of color, things that are not going to impede access to the southern portion of the utility easement. So in this area down here, there is actually a high-pressure gas main. So this whole 30-foot easement is used for access as well as the other utilities that are underground. So any kind of additional trees, large shrubs, things that might impede access, unfortunately, we won't be able to provide those in that area. Right. So we do have some continued work with this project. This meeting with you, the commission, is just one step in the process. We still have to address the conditions that Ms. Oden and staff has requested of us for the final landscape plans. we also have to prepare irrigation plans, refine the drainage, and create construction details to move forward with any kind of construction process, as well as meeting with the mayor and council as well. Okay, we will be revisiting with the Rancho Vistoso Architectural Review Board to show them our final landscape plans before we move on to approval from staff. And then we have to submit our final landscape plans for approval. There is also the construction process. Hopefully, in the future, we will be able to submit applications for new signage and monumentation. I believe you guys were out there and you saw the existing sign is just a plywood sign on posts. We would like to have a nice formal sign that is more conducive to the town and the town standards. And then, obviously, overall continued improvements to the Rancho Vistoso Center. Throughout the years, the property owners have taken it upon themselves to improve all of the parking, maintaining the paint and the facades. For a underutilized commercial center, it has been meticulously maintained, and that will continue to be the policy. So if you folks have any questions, I'd be more than happy to take them at this point.
Sure. All right, thank you, both applicant and staff, for your presentations. I will now take questions from commissioners.
Yes, Chair Campbell, I just have a couple of questions and one comment. I went to the August 21st neighborhood meeting, and yes, like you said, there was no complaints. Everybody seemed to be in unison of approval of it. I didn't hear anything negative. I do have a question. This is on the economical impact of this, which is, I know this is the whole purpose behind it. What was in that large building, the vacant one that you were talking about?
Chair Gamble, Commissioner Posey, there used to be a Bashes, I believe.
Bashes.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any idea of maybe who might be, another grocery store maybe possibly come in if you don't have any idea?
I believe the property owner would be thrilled if another grocery store would take over that space. That is hopefully the intent in the end, is to attract another grocery store or some other use that would fulfill that same need.
That would be great.
It would.
One more question. If about those gas lines, I noticed that there was a very large meter on the southeast side. And those gas lines, do you have any idea how deep those are buried? Or that, for safety reasons, I'm just curious.
No, ma'am, but I'm sure we can definitely look up how deep they are buried and find out for you.
I bet they're pretty deep, but I just, yes. You know, with erosion and stuff, I just...
Right. I would assume that they are fairly well underground. In excess of 10 feet is my guess.
Problem. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Anybody else have a question?
Yes, Chair Campbell. I have a question about... the review by the community of this project. It's my understanding that the 2017 violation was brought to the attention of the city by the Homeowners Association, and obviously they're interested in what happens here. And I was wondering, have you received any formal review of the plan or the PAD amendment from the Homeowners Association?
Chair Gamble, Commissioner Hurst, we sat down with the Architectural Review Board and presented all of our text amendments as well as the conceptual plan at that time. It has been changed since then, albeit it is substantially the same. It's just been relocation of plants, changing of the basin shapes and whatnot, but the overall MPPO has remained essentially the same. So we have presented it to them. We have not gone back to see them again. The last correspondence I did have with them indicated that they wanted to see the final plans. So that is our intent, to go back with our final plans.
The next question I have is for staff. What happens if we approve this conceptual landscape plan and the Homeowners Association wants to make changes? Are we going to be having to do this process all over again?
Chair Gamble, Member Hurst. So we as the town staff do not have any way in or say on what the HOA does. Similarly, the HOA isn't required to review these types of applications for town approval. So ultimately what would happen is, hypothetically, if you give a recommendation for approval and council subsequently approves it, and then the HOA wants to have changes, we would have a conversation at that time to evaluate the extent of those changes. Again, to the applicant's point that they have already met with those folks and there have only been some small tweaks to this point. So, you know, we would have to do an evaluation on whether it's a significant change or not. My professional opinion is, based on the scale of the project, there wouldn't be too many changes that would come up as a result of anything the HOA might like to see differently. But that would be something we'd have to evaluate at that time.
Okay, thank you.
Chairman Gamble, my question is two things. I noticed you said that you're going to have the signage later in the process. Do you have some visual idea of what you plan to do with this sign?
Chair Gamble, wrong topic for tonight. We don't have signage on the agenda.
Okay. My next question is dealing with the rocks that you had mentioned. Is this the wrong time to quiz them about the rocks?
Rocks and landscaping, okay. Member Sturman, you're in good shape.
Thank you, sir. When you mentioned about the size of the rocks, is there a color pattern that you're going to work with? Because I know that the HOA Master Association has a certain color type of rock, and also the monument itself has a very rustic-looking rock. So, I mean, do you plan to match that type of rock texture?
Chair Gamble, Commissioner Sturman, in our landscape plans, we have called out a rock color and type. It is Apache Brown, as manufactured by Kalamazoo, and the decorative rock is also going to be Desert Gold. We can definitely match the two together. Both of those colors kind of fall within the color palette that is existing on the monument. Right now, they're going to be darker browns with pops of golds and different beiges and tans. So trying to keep in line with the natural existing that is already out there.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Thanks. Commissioner Bergsma.
Yes, Chair Gamble. This started because the owner wanted to open up the view of the shopping area from Oracle Road, and they took out a couple of trees and got caught. And now we're trying to change the character of that area so it's more manicured, and you do have some views into the shopping area from the road. However, over time, with those plants that might look good at the beginning are going to grow, and they're going to spread out probably, and some of those views might be compromised a little bit. So that's going to require some maintenance. And I guess the question is for staff, to what extent can they maintain this landscaping to preserve the views they're creating as part of this plan?
Chair Gamble, Member Bergsma, so the zoning code does allow for ongoing maintenance of landscape constructed open space, however you want to refer to it. So there will fall under that umbrella just like any other development up and down Oracle Road, where you can go in and you can do some manicuring, some shaping of the tree canopies. Again, you know, if it ever gets to the point that they've gone too far in terms of maintaining a tree to kind of keep that view corridor open, they would fall under the same mitigation standards that they're subject to now. So
are the maintenance standards in the code now, do they allow for maintenance to retain views?
Chair Gamble, Member Bergsma, yes. Again, I mean, I guess it's, you know, it's subjective to the context on where what the buffer yard is in. But, yes, I mean, you can certainly go in and make sure the buffer yard itself is well kept and manicured and cleaned. Again, it depends on the extent
that they go to if there starts to become an issue at all. But we've seen that frequently throughout town with property owners going in and kind of cleaning things up and giving some shape to the tree canopies, if you will. And one of the offsets of that is that you thereby increase some of the visibility into the center. So that is certainly something they could continue to do.
So I would suppose the record of this hearing and the hearing before the council, by establishing one of the reasons for doing this is to improve the views in the shopping area, would be a guide to the staff as they review further proposals for maintenance in this area.
Yes, I would say that's fair. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Did we have any other questions?
Right. Chair Gumbel, I don't want to beat you up, but get into the mic. We're having trouble
I'm sorry.
Hearing you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Scooch my chair in here. Okay, I would like to now turn some time over to the public hearing. However, we did not get any blue cards, so I will open and close the public hearing. And is there any discussion that we need to have?
Well, I'd like to see the screen showing the proposed text amendment language again, because I think we need to recite that as we make the motion.
Yes, thank you.
So, Chair Gamble, I'm very sympathetic to the owner's situation here. The town of Oro Valley relies significantly on revenues from sales taxes, and sales occur in this shopping center as well as other shopping centers in the town. So we want to make sure they're successful. And if this text amendment helps them be more successful, I'm all in favor of it. So I'm going to move... to recommend approval of item
Actually, A. Can we just make sure there isn't anybody else that had a discussion first, and then I'll ask for a motion?
You do that.
Did anybody else have any thoughts or concerns, ideas they wanted to share first?
Keep in mind that we can discuss the motion after it's made, so assuming there's a second.
All right, well then I will then ask for a motion.
Okay. So, I move to recommend approval of item A, the PAD text amendment, which is now the 100-foot natural area setback from the planned right-of-way line of Oracle Road and the C1 commercial use area may be disturbed and revegetated as a constructed, landscaped buffer yard compliant with the Oro Valley zoning code. And based on the finding that the application is in conformance with relevant Your Voice, Our Future General Plan goals and policies and the zoning code.
I second that.
All right. Is there any other discussion now? Good. All right. We can probably just say all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right.
We need the second vote on the landscape plan now.
Oh, and now on to the second item on the item B. Is there a motion for the conceptual landscape plan?
I move to recommend approval of item B, the conceptual landscape plan, subject to the conditions in attachment at 1. Based on the finding that the application is in conformance with all zoning code requirements.
I'll second that.
Wait, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. You got that record? Wonderful. All right. So that is our...
Chair Gamble, I noticed that Vice Mayor Barrett has arrived. Maybe we can go back to the chair.
All right. Yeah, please let the record show that. Vice Mayor Barrett joined us.
And so we can go back to the edit where she's going to.
item
first and second.
Liaison comments?
I know it's on the agenda, but I think the town was just going to cover that.
Chair Gamble, if you don't mind, I would actually defer to Vice Mayor Barrett for her liaison comments.
All right, so then since we are at the planning update, I will turn the time over to Vice Mayor Barrett for the council liaison update.
All right, thank you. We heard the architecture design that you recommended along Oracle Road for the redevelopment of that property, and the town council approved that. So we're excited to see that redevelopment go forward of that shopping center area. We had a study session on the code amendment changes to the EEZ and the commercial areas, and we're having another study session tomorrow night on that same topic. And that's about all for the council liaison update. So thank you.
All right. Thank you, Vice Mayor Barrett. And now we can move on to our the planning update.
Yes. Thank you, Chair Gamble.
Thank you, Chair Gamble. So coming up on the March 3rd Planning Commission calendar, we tentatively have several items. We have two study session cases for proposed code amendments. The first is for a noise code ordinance that's being considered. A second one is for possible amendment to custom home design option requirements in the code. So those are tentatively scheduled for the March 3rd meeting. We also tentatively have a planned area development amendment to the Rancho Vistoso PAD to allow grazing in certain zoning districts. And then we also have a tentatively scheduled a conceptual public art application for Push Ridge Christian Academy. So potentially a full agenda. I did want to make note that we do have one change to the Planning Commission's meeting schedule. The August Commission meeting date is being changed from the 4th to the 11th due to the primaries. Pima County will be having the chambers that evening to conduct some primaries. So please note that. We do have two upcoming neighborhood meetings. There's a meeting scheduled for February 26th regarding some proposed apartments down here at Lambert and La Cañada near where the Noble Hops restaurant is. And then on March 10th, we have a neighborhood meeting scheduled regarding some proposed changes to the Oro Valley Marketplace Shopping Center. So two interesting neighborhood meetings coming up. And that concludes my update, Chair Gamble. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. That is everything on our list, so I move to adjourn.